This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Dr. Gary Adams, President and CEO of the National Cotton Council, on the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol.
We know that those brands and retailers have made commitments of their own to try to reduce, you know, greenhouse gas emissions to make a positive impact on the environment. And we want to send the message to them that as they look at sourcing cotton in their supply chains, to do that through the Trust Protocol, to do that with U.S. cotton, because that's going to be a fiber that can have a positive impact for them from an environmental perspective. So we've been enrolling producers in the program over the last 6 months or so, really focused a lot on the textile supply chain. We have about 300 mills and manufacturers across the globe that have already enrolled in the program. And right now we have about 30 brands, apparel brands, that are in some process of enrollment in the program. So we're very pleased with the traction that we've gained so far. It can be a time commitment for producers to provide the necessary data. I want to stress, obviously, that that data is treated in the most confidential manner. Nothing is shared of an individual producer, but we can talk in aggregate and be able to, again, to report, I think, some of those key environmental metrics to our customers to make sure that when they want to produce products from cotton, that they want to produce it from U.S. cotton. And that's the ultimate objective, is to make sure we have that demand base.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com.